KEXP 90.3, this is Audio Oasis, the local music program. My name is Sean Nelson. You just heard The Black Whales and Telekinesis, and what a treat that was. People who support KEXP receive discounts from businesses that support KEXP, like Silver Platters and Bedrooms and More. For a full list of businesses offering a donor discount or to make your personal donation, visit kexp.org. Well, it pleases me to no end to inform you that I am joined live in the studio by Sloucher. Take it away.
what am I doing? Gotta put the question on the shelf. It's not helping me. Still stuck on an old dream, but living in the moment. Crazy as the future may seem, take it or leave it. The past can look like an open book with answers begging for questions. I'll take it out when I have a doubt regarding where I'm heading. Circular motion. I'm growing old. I could lose control, but that's when I'm reminded. Searching for something mostly leads to nothing. Constant questions only make assumptions. The year of no fear, half joking but seriously. What was I trying to say? I wanted to inspire myself to be of the statement, paint a picture of my mental health. Take it or leave it. Take it, believe it. The past can look like an open book with answers begging for questions. I take it out when I have a doubt regarding where I'm heading. It proves me wrong, so I move along. Familiar circular motion.
You're so welcome. Thank you. KEXP 90.3, it's Audio Oasis, the local music program. My name is Sean Nelson, and the band playing live in the studio is Sloucher. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
I'd have you anytime, as George Harrison memorably sang so many years ago. Would you like to chat for a moment about the process that led to the creation of the EP, Certainty, that you put out, I guess, in July? How did the band come together, or did it come together as a band, or was it more just sort of you writing songs and then recruiting people?
Sloucher kind of started as a solo venture for me, and I was playing a lot of these songs acoustically in weird places like Snoqualmie for a while.
That is weird.
And I decided that I wanted to rock, and...
You can't do that in Snoqualmie?
Well, I don't know.
You it could. Was.
I'm glad we're not playing in Snoqualmie anymore. But
me too.
It was definitely part of forming this band. So I had these songs written and wanted to take them into the studio and try to make my own record, and kind of put the band together while we were recording the album. So a couple of the songs I played everything, and the rest of the songs we have Jack on drums, Kyle on guitar, and recently we officiated Lance Umbel to the bass guitar. He's the newest member of the band, but it's like he's been with us forever.
Let's hope that is a compliment.
I'll take it.
Okay. Sure. I mean, you could do a lot worse than Lance Umbel on bass. I have proof of that. But Jay Clancy is the songwriter, the man who's been doing some of this talking so far, much of the singing as well. That's just a little professional radio technique of bringing people into the room with you. Can I ask what? You were a drummer in other bands, by trade, right?
And I still am. Jack and I grew up going to drum lessons together in Tacoma. And when I was 13 or so, we formed a band called TransUnion without knowing that it was a major credit union and also a truck driving school in Puyallup.
Right. A lot of layers.
So we played some shows as that band for a while, and I was playing bass guitar and singing backup vocals. I grew up with two older brothers who picked up guitar and bass when I got into drums. So it naturally transitioned into that, and I've played lead guitar in bands and kind of been all over the place, but drums are definitely my comfort zone.
And what are the bands you play in now?
I drum for local band Ebu.
Yes.
And I play with a band from LA called Cayucas.
Right. So was there a point during your sort of musical development where, I mean, I'm assuming you kind of, Snoqualmie notwithstanding, that you were like writing songs kind of privately and you know, was there a point where you decided you needed to do that publicly and like have it be your band and felt more confident, that sort of thing? Were you waiting?
To start?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I had always kind of noodled around and had my own little guitar parts floating around, and took forever to write some lyrics to them and made the record. And yeah, I think I always wanted to do this and venture into frontman territory, have a cool group with my best buds.
Mm-hmm. And now dreams really do come true.
Yeah,
it's happening even now, even on the radio. This is Sloucher, by the way, on KEXP's Audio Oasis local music program. If you're just tuning in, my name is Sean Nelson. It's fine. It's no big deal. So this album, the EP, is, I mean, I'm extrapolating from my own experience, but it's been incredibly well received. Everybody certainly all my friends around town who play music and stuff, everybody is responding incredibly enthusiastically to the record. And I'm wondering if that has been, well, if you have noticed that, if that's your experience of it, and if it has kind of, I mean, it's still so recent that I wonder if you've seen any sort of effect of that yet, other than just sort of feeling good that people seem to like what you're doing.
Well, it feels great to start. You know, we really didn't have high aspirations for this project when we started it. Honestly, my goal was to get played on KEXP. And here we are in your studio.
Your wish is my command.
Yeah. It's been really well received and couldn't ask for more. And I think that now we're just super inspired to get working on new stuff and start recording and play a bunch of shows.
And what is the timeline for another thing? I mean, do you have some songs sort of that are in the works, or is it like you had your whole life to write that first 7 songs and now it's like, come on, kid, let's get with it?
Sort of a thing that's happening, but I think I'm also getting better at writing songs and knowing kind of what my sound is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if I can give you an accurate
I'd like
timeline.
An exact date.
We have like 2.5 songs totally in the bag right now, and they're feeling super good. One thing about the Certainty EP is it's 7 songs, about half an hour long, and people aren't really sure whether it's an EP or an LP.
Right.
And next time we definitely want to do a full length.
Right. Well, it's been my experience from hosting this radio show and also just talking to people in my life that for the past 10 years or so I've been doing this show off and on, and sometimes I will say, I'll play a record and I'll say it, or I'll play a song and I'll say it's from such and such an LP. And people have on numerous occasions written in and called in to say, you keep saying LP, what is that? What are you talking about? So I think it's okay, whatever you call it.
It just is what it is. And nowadays it doesn't really matter so much.
Right.
You know, you can just put out 2 songs on SoundCloud and get a record deal. So it really,
We should do that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But, you know, I think that things are happening for Salcher pretty organically right now, which is how I would like it to be.
Excellent. And so the next show coming up is in Tacoma, your hometown. Java Jive.
Good old Java
Bob's
Jive.
Java Jive. On November the 5th. And you played last night, actually, with Smokey Brights for their CD release show. Is that right?
Yeah, we opened the Smokey Brights record release at Numo's. Mm-hmm. And it was totally a dream come true.
Really?
Never played at Numo's before. I think by the end of our set, there was somewhere close to 300 people watching and sounded great. I could totally hear my quiet voice, which is just amazing. So
that is a luxury at a lot of smaller clubs for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And then October 30th at Victory Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm having a difficult time reading this, but in November at the Crocodile, is that right? And the Tractor?
I'm not sure if the Crocodile is completely confirmed, but it's 95%.
Okay. What is their problem?
They're just like waiting to hear from somebody important. That
right. There's a hold.
Yeah.
Things are penciled in.
I'm sure it'll happen, though.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Mark my words. I don't know. Why
maybe
would I know?
Maybe we just forced our way onto that bill, though. So
that's true. But that's, you know, that's how you make it in this business. I mean, not this business. This is the radio business.
Well, I kind of went for it with the Crocodile. We got asked to play the back bar, and it was the first time I kind of, I don't know if strong arm is the right term, but I said, we'd really like to play the main room.
So. Mr. Sloucher would like to be on this bill.
Yeah, so I think it's going to work out. Stoked.
Well, I can't imagine why they wouldn't want to have you. Well, let's, because this is the station where the music matters, as I'm frequently reminded, why don't you guys play a couple more numbers?
Sure thing. This song is called Dreams.
Sitting
Thank you so much for listening. This is Sloucher. KEXP, baby. This song's called Certainty.
Live on listener-powered KEXP. This is Audio Oasis, the local music program. My name is Sean Nelson. Well, all I can say is that that sounds great.
Although, thank you so much.
Saying to a band, you guys sounded great, haven't you, isn't it your experience that sometimes is like a veiled way of saying I didn't like it very much? That's not what I mean to be doing right now.
It doesn't feel that way at all, okay. But I've definitely experienced that in the past.
Right. It's not as bad as saying you guys were tight. That's maybe the most awkward thing you can say to a
band. You guys were dope.
You guys were really tight. Sounds good. One of the things that people of a certain age seem to be noticing about your band is that this might be a delicate subject. If you want to steer me away from it, I would start waving
Go
your hands
it.
Around right now. That there is like a little bit of 90s sound to what you guys are doing. In a way, it's sort of silly generalization, but it is also hard to miss. And I wonder, first of all, if you are like conscious of that in the music, if you agree with it, and if so, where it comes from, and if not, what the hell are you thinking? Because it's there.
I'm a huge fan of a lot of things that happened in the 90s. I was born in 1992, so I missed the first 2 years, but listened to a lot of...
Those are the worst ones.
Listened to a lot of what I consider great mainstream 90s music, mm-hmm. and also some cool indie stuff, especially things that were happening around the Pacific Northwest region. And I think that you were right in saying we're vaping the same hash oil as some of those bands.
I would have said it myself, but it's bad form to quote your own things that you've written on blogs.
I got a huge kick out of that, and I totally own the 90s tag. I think it's great, and I think it totally fits.
I mean, that does seem to be sort of re-emerging in the last few years, it's mostly notable because for about 10 or 15 years, it seemed like it never happened. There were no 90s. There was only the 2000s. And so I think that people who remember that stuff are particularly receptive to it. And maybe mm-hmm. people who are younger, who are obviously what the entire culture is geared toward, maybe just like it because they don't know any better.
Well, we'll take it all. We'll take all the likes we can get.
You've got a fantastic attitude. I'm really, I don't know if you guys are feeling the same way. I hope the audience is. I'm really enjoying listening to you guys play here. And I figure as long as you're here, got all your gear set up, I feel like you should probably just do a couple more songs if that's cool with you.
I'd love to.
It's slightly unorthodox. And in order to make it happen, I have to remind all of our listeners that you are listening to KEXP 90.3 Seattle. Having said that, what do you think? There are 7 songs on your EP. You've played 4 so far.
Let's do 2 more.
All right.
Let's do it.
Just leave a little bit extra.
Yeah, this song is called Dear. This one is called Waiting to Start. Thank you so much for listening.
Jay Clancy, Kyle Musselwhite, Jack Hamrick, and Lance Umbel, our sloucher. Thank you guys so much for coming in. It was really a pleasure.
Thank
sounded
you,
fantastic.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
The Slouchers' Certainty EP is out on Swoon Records, and you should, you know, if you like music, you should probably listen to it. That's all. I'm not encouraging anybody to do anything else, because I don't think that's part of my remit. Java Jive in Tacoma on November the 5th, and of course, the Victory Lounge, right here in Seattle on October 30th. We're going to get back to the pre-recorded music right now on KEXP 90.3 Seattle.